It's happening more and more often to me and to other people, I believe. You look around on an evening or an afternoon here in El Paso and you think, wow, it feels like I'm out of town someplace. This is so cool. Is it really El Paso? And with me is the man who can explain many of the things that are making us feel that way. Ben Fife is the Cultural Program Supervisor for the City of El Paso's Museums and Cultural Affairs Department. Welcome, Ben. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
It's always great to be back here.
Oh, I know you have a wealth of information. I can just set you off and it'll all come tumbling out of your head. This is what you do. But I guess the most imminent next happening is Music Under the Stars.
Yeah, our 30th season starts tomorrow night, which is really exciting. It has grown beyond what anybody could have expected, I think, that first year. In 1983, they got 3,500 people total all summer.
Wow.
And now that's would be a very, very slow night for us.
For one concert.
Wow. So it's great. And it's always fun to be out there and see so many families. And, you know, you don't see a program last that long without a lot of community support. So we're excited.
Who's our first performance?
Frontera Boogaloo.
Which oh, my.
We're yes. excited about that.
And, Latin American dance. Yeah. You animal. Well, now I have to digress just for a second here because, as I mentioned in the introduction, it's just pretty wild. I happened to be downtown for some, you know, other events, and it was a big happening at the Museum of Art, big happening in the Plaza Theater. In the middle of the two was Dancing in the City, which is one of your big events, a Saturday night dance deal, and I think it was Sobredosis, the Afro-Cuban music. People were dancing their brains out. It was fantastic. How many people?
We had 583 people, which was incredible.
That's,
the most we had last summer was about 200 or 300.
This was just an awesome party. It's one of those Facebook moments where you want to take the picture and say, this is El Paso. So, all right, back to Music Under the Stars. Same place?
Same place, Chamisal National Memorial. Interestingly enough, this will be the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Chamisal Treaty, which created the park.
Oh, lovely.
So I think for El Pasoans, they tend to put the two together, Music Under the Stars and the Chamisal. So it's interesting that they're both having great anniversaries this year.
Oh, it's a huge one. And, of course, the schedule will be every Sunday, predictably and consistently through the summer, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., with one exception.
Right.
And that will be July the 7th.
Right. Actually, we go dark on that day, and that's because we always have a 4th of July concert,
which
is
takes
a lot
place
of fun.
On the 4th of July.
On the 4th of July. Right.
A Thursday. And who's going to be performing?
That will be El Paso Wind Symphony.
Yay!
They do a great patriotic concert,
yes.
And then we end with fireworks. It's the only free fireworks show that you have in El Paso. So we always get a ton of people out there. It's a great event. Lots of families celebrating, and so we're always really happy to be able to offer that to the community.
That's super. Now, where can people see the entire schedule of performers?
They actually can go onto our website, which is www.elpasoartsandculture.org. They can go onto Facebook and look up Music Under the Stars. Or they can also go to our title sponsor for this year, GECU, and actually they have it on site at all of their branches, and they're handing it out with their teller slips.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
We're really excited about
that. And even if you don't know who's playing, with the exception of July 7th, if you show up on a Sunday at 7:30, you're going to have a good time.
Absolutely.
There's all kinds of music, and it's just going to be a blast. Let me save your brain to cover other things and very quickly go through the do's and don'ts. Grills are allowed except inside the bowl, so that's basically the perimeter of the park. You can take in food and beverages, except you cannot take alcoholic beverages. Those will be for sale in the park. You cannot take glass containers or PETs, and there's no smoking, again, in the bowl, the central area. Did I get all that right?
That is correct.
Okay, now I'm going to lean on your brain again. And one little thing that is really nice about the visiting artists is that they get out into the community also, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They go out and they do workshops and demonstrations and performances throughout the community. So we have them, you know, sometimes out in recreation centers. They go into the area for juvenile delinquents. They do a lot of work in the community, which we're excited about. And we're also excited this year. We have more local artists on the lineup than we have had in a couple of seasons. And we did that on purpose. We were really excited about the 30th anniversary, obviously. And we wanted to highlight the fact that you don't get to 30 years without some really strong local artists and the people in this community who support them.
It's really super that the local performers also are of such great quality that,
absolutely,
they are professional enough to take this gig because it is a big one.
It is a big gig, and it's not unusual for our local artists to get up on that stage and have a moment because, you know, they grew up with the series as well. And oftentimes it's a venue where, because it's so family friendly, every part of their family is out there to see them, which might not happen in some other gig. So it's always great to have those moments with the artists.
Yeah, to be noticed in your hometown is a big moment for any artist. Now, moving on to some of the other things that MCAD, as we affectionately refer to you, supports, we have Kickstart, K-I-C-K-S-T, and then capital A-R-T, the Kickstart Downtown Competitive Funding Program. Tell me about that.
That started about 3 years ago, and it is a program designed to fund recurring events that are designed to draw tourists to downtown El Paso.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really successful. We recently went back to City Council, and they changed the rules so that awardees who have been funded can reapply after their three-year term ends.
Okay.
And so some of the signature events through that program that we have are Kids Palooza, the Plaza Classic Film Festival, Neon Desert Music Festival,
mm-hmm.
Sun City Pride, El Paso Marathon. You know, a lot of events that you tend to think of as big downtown events we're helping to support, which is exciting.
Would it be correct to say that there used to be that three consecutive applications for funding and then you could no longer apply? That was originally so that organizations would find their own funding base?
That was the idea.
Okay.
But we really started to look at statistically what needed to happen,
mm-hmm.
In terms of getting established signature events for a region.
Mm-hmm.
And the National Endowment for the Arts has a lot of really great research on that. And statistically, the average is about 10 years of local support.
Wow. Okay.
So we went back to City Council and said, you know what? 3 years is not mm-hmm. really going to cut it mm-hmm. if we want to see these things grow. And these events have grown by leaps and bounds just in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Plaza Classic's a great example.
Oh.
You know,
yes.
In just 5 or 6 years, they've become the largest classic movie festival in the world. 37,000 people mm-hmm. attend that series. So we're really excited about these events. They are a huge draw for downtown, and they provide a huge economic impact for downtown, and we want to see that happen.
Well, this is mutually beneficial for the taxpayer money to be invested in something that needs to keep happening. No one would be benefited by the demise for lack of continued support. It's great that the NEA provides that kind of research so that a community knows, well, how long do we do this? What's the best bang for the buck? So I'm glad to hear that. Now, applications for Kickstart are due on June the 24th, so there's a little bit of time left. And again, I would guess that website is the place to go, elpasoartsandculture.org.
That is correct.
All righty then, and that's the Kickstart program, competitive funding. And is there a way to know what other organizations, I mean, if I wanted to apply, I go online, and will I be able to see what other types of organizations have applied and whether I compare?
That's a really good question. And for Kickstart, yes, you will be able to see what is currently being funded.
Nice. That's very helpful.
It is helpful. You know what? We don't want you to bite off more than you can chew.
Yes. Yeah. And filling out forms is not fun.
It is not fun. And it's not fun reading them either. And I can't believe I'm saying that on the air.
That is true. Yeah, you really do want.
You want to see quality work. You know, the passion and the drive often is there, but you also want to see that the capacity to be able to follow through is there too. That's important.
And one thing I can say without reservation is that if an individual artist or the representative of a group has questions of this department, call, and the appropriate person at MCAD can field your concerns and tell you what would be the most appropriate program. I have had the very best of guidance from this department.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Always. It's just a very user-friendly
endeavor. Absolutely. I mean, we're the arts department, but we also really at our core are a service department.
Oh, and you do help out immensely. What's the main number? 541?
It's 915-541.
Mm-hmm.
4481.
Now, every Friday night, you have the Alfresco Friday, which is also right down in
Arts Festival Plaza.
Mm-hmm, and between the Plaza Theater and the museum.
Right. And the Convention and Visitors Bureau runs that. But that's a great event.
Now, is that, are you not involved in that anymore?
A few years ago, we turned it over to them.
I should have known that by now, I guess. I still associated it with you.
It's nice to be associated with events that are doing well, so we'll take the credit.
Okay, that's fine. Moving right along. Back to the Saturday dancing in the city. Now, we just had Sobredosis del Sabor, hugely fun, wonderful event. And tonight, you will have, is it the Big Easy Band?
It is the Big Easy. And this event, I should explain, is really unusual. For the first hour, we actually have ballroom dance instructors from Shundo Dance Studio on site. And so whatever genre of music will be featuring, they're teaching people how to dance. So, for example, last week, it was merengue. And so they were teaching people how to do that. After that first hour, the band takes the stage and people are able to show off the moves that they've
learned. And I saw a few people standing kind of back in the shadows, just like, you know, slugging it out until they kind of got the steps down. Yeah,
it's a very friendly environment.
It is. It's fun.
It's a really fun event.
There are beverages for sale?
Yeah, you're not allowed to bring anything in, but you can buy beverages there on site. It's a fun way to spend a Saturday night. And a lot of times we have music that you might not be able to hear anywhere else. So like last year, for example, we had a tango night. And I think that's a dance that intimidates a lot of people. And it was great to see so many people leave loving the tango.
Yes, loving to watch it, if not do it. Very quickly, let's touch on the fact that you have added to your regular Saturday morning downtown artists market a farmer's market on top,
yes,
top of
actually,
that.
Yes, actually today is the
plaza.
First day.
Oh, yes, but it's almost over. It's like till 1 o'clock.
We'll be doing it every Saturday for the,
okay,
the rest
of the year. Okay, so next week, get out there early.
Absolutely.
And take advantage. And lastly, very quickly, there's a request for proposals for a Downtown Arts District mural. That was a deadline of June 3rd. Any chance that'll be extended?
That actually has been extended.
Okay.
We want to, with as much has been going on right now, we want to make sure we get some really good proposals.
Okay.
So we have extended it. And so that will be going through the 21st.
Well,
and that's for a really prominent mural on Missouri Street that will basically serve as a beacon, if you will, as you enter the Downtown Arts District.
All right, listeners, put the word out. My guest today, Ben Fife, Cultural Program Supervisor for the City of El Paso Museums and Cultural Affairs Department. And you can get more information on anything we've just discussed by going to elpasoartsandculture.org or calling 541-4481, and see you tomorrow at Music Under the Stars. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Monica.